Welcome to the Blooming Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Gary McKenzie. Gary, why don't you take it from here?
Hey, thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you for that great introduction. Have you ever wondered how could you make a more immediate and greater connection with your audience? And this is true, you know, whether you're an audience of 100, or 1,003, how do you make that connection? Like before you do, think back to a time that you met a person. And while you may not even remember the conversation any longer, you do recall the feeling of liking that person. You just like that person. You had an immediate trust connection with them. Have you stopped and thought, why did that happen? Why did I like this person? Maybe it's only someone you spoke with just shortly, but you just got that connection. If that's the case, you just experienced neuro-linguistic programming, or I'm going to refer to it as NLP, since neuro-linguistic programming is kind of a mouthful. So we'll talk about NLP. Anyway, you just made an unconscious connection with that individual. And NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, you know, it's about connections. It's about connecting with the person you're talking with at a deeper level, at the subconscious level. In fact, when I think about connecting with people, and I always think about this quote. It's a quote by Carl Brunner. And I know you've heard it many times. People will not remember what you said, but they will remember how you made them feel. And that's what a good part of NLP is, connecting with the individual and just rapidly creating this know, like, and trust factor. You know, speakers and presenters and nice people of the Public Speakers Association, isn't that what we want? We want people to remember us as nice people. Nice people, friendly people, people to be around, people we would like to do business with, people you feel comfortable referring your friends to. Yeah. And when that happens, your referral rate goes up, your closing rate goes up, and you make more money. Hello, my name is Gary McKenzie, and I'm a speaking and business marketing coach, as well as an NLP coach and practitioner. And prior to my becoming a full-time speaker and marketing coach and NLP coach, I owned a consulting practice. And in the early days of that practice, quite often I was just sure I understood what my client wanted, what they were saying, and only just discovered later that, well, we mismatched. We didn't have the right understanding. And I was thinking, what can I do different? How do I improve the communication? So I began to really listen carefully and observe the client, observe the person I was speaking with. I noticed the words they were using and the phrases they used. And for clarity, I started repeating back to them. So here's what I understand you to say, or here's how I interpret what you're saying, just to make sure we're using the same words and the same phraseology. And quite often the person will say, oh no, that's not what I meant at all. Yet. And so by doing that, by listening to what they were saying and using their words, their phrases, it added greater clarity to the conversation and also reduced the amount of misunderstanding. The other thing I begin to do, I'm going to say unconsciously, was I talking with the individual, I noticed that they leaned forward and crossed the desk and were talking with me, I would lean forward and talk with them. If they leaned back, I would lean back. And over time, not only did our communication improve, greater understanding and clarity between myself and the client, I began to get more referral business. As I thought about that later on, I looked back and I thought, what changed? And yeah, one, I was getting more experience, And the other thing I thought, I was really working on my communication. What I didn't realize until years later, when I started practicing neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, was I was using and practicing one of the key NLP techniques of improving communication with individuals. And before I get in too much into NLP, let me give you just a little bit of background. In the early 1970s, the University of California in Santa Cruz, two individuals, Dr. Richard Brandler and John Grinder, they were studying mainly psychologists, and they were noticing that of a group of psychologists, they would have some that just had outstanding results, and others, not as much. And yet, these are all very, very intelligent people following similar programs. They thought, what makes the difference? What's the difference? And so as they observed and studied, they began to look at how the person spoke, how they carried themselves, what they said, talk to them about what are you thinking, what are you saying to yourself. And then they, let me use the word dissected, they dissected all these activities down, and then paused and thought, I wonder if we could isolate these activities of these outstanding individuals, would we be able to teach this, or we're going to call it modeling it, teach other individuals how to model their thinking, their actions, to see if we could get similar outcomes. And to their delight, they did. They've got similar outcomes. In fact, it got to the point, and they were getting enough notoriety, that the military contacted them and said, can you help us? Right now, we are training individuals to become Navy SEALs. And we are starting off with individuals that are the best and the brightest. They're physically fit, and yet our dropout rate is huge. So Brandler and Grinder begin to study the individuals, these top individuals, top Navy SEALs, to understand what are they thinking, what are they saying to themselves, what are they doing, how are they breathing. Understood their whole physiology, and then they begin to teach others and to model it to other individuals. And to the military's delight, the number of individuals now passing and graduating Navy SEAL school went up dramatically. This was a huge proof that NLP works. So in our time together today, to go over with you three tools that you can use, and you can use immediately to begin to improve your communication and your connectivity with your clients, with the individuals you're speaking with. The three things to discuss are, one that we call mirroring and matching. And then from there, we'll talk about the mirror and matching, but then the person's learning style. We all have three predominant learning styles, and how do we spot, or how do we identify the individual's learning style that we're speaking with? And then finally, we can look at their speech patterns and consider their patterns of speech, again, so we can begin to understand the best way to communicate with that individual, because we're going to model their communication style in order to connect with, yes, their subconscious. We want to connect with their subconscious so that while they're seeing you, they're hearing you, their subconscious mind is saying, oh, this person's similar. This person's like me. I like this person. I trust this person. I want to do business with them. I want to get to know them better. So that's what we want to talk about and go over today. So first, let's talk about mirroring and matching. That doesn't mean mimicking another person. It just means you're going to mirror and match. So I'd like for you to visualize. Visualize you're at a meeting with a client, and you're having coffee or a water. Anyway, I'm going to use coffee. So you're meeting with that client. You each have a cup of coffee. You notice that the client, as you're talking, picks up the cup of coffee and they take a sip. Then you will pick up your cup of coffee and take a sip. If your client sets the cup down after your sip, you'll set your cup down. If your client takes a sip of coffee and while they're talking to you, they're holding that coffee in their cup of coffee, a candle in your hand, you're going to do something similar. So you're just kind of mirroring that individual. You're mirroring, you're matching their actions. If they're, while they're talking with you, they kind of turn sideways in their chair. As you're talking with them, you'll turn sideways in your chair. So again, this is just creating that rapport with that individual by engaging in similar actions. Now the goal here is to go from the mirroring, matching to actually leading the individual. And this is intriguing. Again, picture the individual. They're in front of you, you're talking, they've got their coffee. Well, now you pick up your coffee, you initiate the action. You pick up your cup of coffee, take a sip, and they'll pick up their cup of coffee and take a sip. Now you know you are in rapport. Their subconscious is connected with your subconscious, and they're going to be much more open and attuned to not only what you're saying, but to your suggestions, to the outcome that you're wanting to lead them to and help them make a decision. So that's what we talk about, mirroring and matching. And again, it's not mimicking, it's just being matching your body movements to their movements so that they're similar. So that's the first one, mirroring and matching. Great way to create rapport. And wherever you go, if you're going to a networking event, before you go in, think about that and think, when I meet someone, I'm going to be observant as to how they hold their body, their hand gestures, and I'm going to match them and be something similar. And just play with that and see the effect it's going to have on your relationship with the individual. You're going to be amazed, absolutely amazed. The next tool, and this tool deals with a person's learning style. And there are three predominant learning styles. They're kinesthetic, auditory, and visual. Now, we all are going to use some of those styles. However, we'll have one that we really like, that's predominant. And our customers have that predominant style. And our audience members have that predominant style. So you want to, as you're listening to your customer talk, the question here is, okay, what's their main style? So if they're talking with you and and you're listening and they're using words like, they said, wait, do you see what I mean? Ah, see, that's a visual person. Do you see what I mean? Or, you know, can you hear me? You hear what I'm saying? Now we're talking with an auditory individual. So we're going to know, as we talk with that individual, we want to use similar auditory words. We're talking with a visual person, we want to use visual words. They're going to be talking about color, what they see. The sky was amazingly blue today. We'll talk about things like that. It gives you that insight that, you want to change your language to use more visual words. Or if it's auditory, more hearing words. And the kinesthetic learner. The kinesthetic learner, that's that person that likes to be hands-on. They like to touch and feel what's taking place. And when you're listening to them, let's an example, you're walking through a contract, going through a contract with them, or a procedure or a process, they're going to say to you, can you walk me through that again? Or, I grasp what you're saying. Or, I've got a hold of that. Or maybe they'll use the word like, if we could put that in concrete. Hey, this is a kinesthetic learner. So now you want to use similar kinesthetic feeling words as you talk with that individual. Perhaps you want to use, just feeling words. You think about words that are feeling, very firm words to help connect to that person. Now, the next part of this is we're looking at the person's speaking patterns. Because here again, we want to match that person. We want to use similar patterns, similar rates of speech as to what they are using. Here again, we're going to be observing and trying to determine, is this person kinesthetic, auditory, or visual? Now, the kinesthetic learner or speaker, number one, they're going to speak slowly. The kinesthetic speaker speaks slowly. They're very comfortable in a slow, kind of a low tone of voice usually. And again, they're going to be using touchy words like, you know, I think I understand that contract, but could you just walk me through that one more time? Now, when you are working with that type of individual, you're going to slow down your rate of speech. Because if you speak rapidly, you're going to lose that person. They're not going to stay with you. So slow down your rate of speech as you're working with this kinesthetic speaker. Next, you think, well, what if they're an auditory speaker? Auditory speakers, they speak a little faster. However, an auditory speaker, they're looking for tonality. They're looking for some increase and decrease in your volume. You could say, wow, you are going to really like this. I can hear you explaining this to your wife right now, or hear you explaining this to your spouse and how, what a good deal this is. Using something like that, and then you may want to drop your voice and say, you know, and also your neighbors are going to really like this. They're going to appreciate and go into something like that. But you're using some variation in your tonality. And of course, the visual person, which is a lot of visual individuals. A visual person, we know they're using words, they're describing things, they're using words like see. If the visual speaker, they speak much more rapidly. That's going to be someone that's going to speak rapidly, they're going to speak fast, and they're moving things right along. Maybe they're a little more energetic. So now you want to match their rate of speech. You want to speak similarly fast rate. Now, if you want to slow them down, you can a bit. And you can do that by once you're in rapport, you can begin to slow your rate of speech, and they will slow theirs. Flip side, for dealing with a kinesthetic speaker, they're speaking so slow that you're just thinking, come on, can't you say that? Let's get it out. You can begin very graciously, increase the rate of speech, and they will follow along. They'll never be as fast as a visual person, but they will pick up the rate of speech somewhat. So these are the three main ways we, in NLP, we say you're creating rapport with the individual. And once you're in rapport, that means their subconscious is connected to your subconscious, and they've got a good feeling about you. They've got a feeling that they like you. Gee, they know you. They trust you. They'd like to do business with you. They'd like to get to know you better. And in my 1-hour online course, we go into much more depth on neuro-linguistic programming, what we call the various learning modalities, and how you can apply those various modalities. I'm going to be offering an online course. And in my online course for individuals that choose to sign up today, not only do we give the 1-hour program, which has a value of $300, when you sign up, we'll also send you a downloadable PDF of common words, common kinesthetic words, visual words, auditory words, words that you can use to listen to the people you're speaking with and begin to get a better sense. And that's got a value of $25. And I'll also send you a downloadable audio description of how to master the stage and connect with your audience. That has a value of $100. And I'll also provide a 45-minute one-on-one coaching consultation with you. That's a value of $375. This package has a total value to you of $800. But today, since you're a friend of Tanya's, the price to you is not $800. It's going to be $197. Actually, I'm thinking about that. We all know and love Tanya and we love her community. It's $97. How do you take advantage of this? Just send an email to me, to Gary McKenzie, and let me give you the email. So take out your pen, piece of paper, and ask you to write this down. First, I'll give you the email address, and then I'll give you the spelling, since my last name, McKenzie, has an unusual spelling. So it's Gary, G-A-R-Y, M-C-K-I-N-S-E-Y at gmail.com. So just send an email to me, Gary McKenzie at gmail.com. And in the subject line, just write NLP $97, and I will send you the information for the online course, the downloadable PDF. And the online course, this will be recorded. So if it's at a time that you're not available, it will be recorded, will be available to you for downloading. So again, this is Gary McKenzie saying, delighted to have this chance to speak with you. Love talking about building your business, speaking, connecting from the stage, and using NLP to really connect with your audience. Again, whether it's an audience of 1, 100, or 1,003, I'm wishing you an outstanding day.